Well, thank you very much. It's good to be with you here in Lisburn today. In fact, it's a real privilege. I've been looking forward to joining with you and enjoying my time with you before, and it's great to be here this morning. Where are all the boys and girls? Put your hand up if you're a boy or a girl. Not if you think you are, but if you really are, so as I know who I'm talking to. Hand up way high. Okay, now I heard a rumour that you're very clever here in Lisburn. I don't know how true that is or not, but we're going to prove it. And I want to ask you, who knows the Ten Commandments? Who thinks they know all the Ten Commandments? Could ask the adults that one. That would tell us a thing or two. Well, I've got them all here, so I'm not going to ask you them. But I want you to try and remember them. I've got a list of them here. And you can say them with me. You don't have to be a child to say them. Just remind ourselves. And it's surprising, isn't it? Maybe you grew up in an established church, as we would call it. And it used to be in Sunday school that you were taught the Ten Commandments. And I think we've lost something, because many of us today, as we've grown up, don't know them. Here's the first one. You can say it. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Say it. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What about the second one? You know what that one is? Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. What about number three? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It's coming back to your memory. What about number four? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I'm hoping you're very shy here in Lisburn. Don't let me down. What about number five? Boys and girls, love this one. This must be your favourite commandment. Is that a clue? Who knows? Honour thy father and thy mother. What about number six? You know? Thou shalt not kill. Number seven? I hear it. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight? I hear a lot of thou shalts, but I don't hear the end of it. Thou shalt not steal. Number nine, Pinocchio doesn't like this one. What happened to Pinocchio when he did this? He told lies. That's what this one is. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And number 10, you might be saying, oh, what a wonderful tie David's got on this morning. I would love a tie like his tie. You would be coveting. Thou shalt not covet. Now, who can say them all now? Who can say them all? Well, they're hard to remember, but just as they're hard to remember, we would have to say they're very hard to keep. And I'm sure that there's probably no one here that has ever killed anyone. I imagine there's maybe someone here who has stole at some time, but a lot of us could say, well, I have never committed all of the Ten Commandments. I've never broken them all. I'm going to do a wee experiment here. I've got a balloon. Okay, so there are two balloons up at the front now. I'm going to blow this balloon up. Now, this is a little experiment. If I can get the knot tight. I'm going to write on this balloon the numbers 1 to 10, okay? 1, if the pen works. The other side works. 1. Count with me. 2, 3, 4. What was number 4? What was number 4? Sabbath day, wasn't it? Number 4. 5, 6. What was number 6? Shalt not kill. Number 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, I'll get you to hold that so as I don't mark the pulpit or I'll never be back. Now, I want you to pick one. Just one. One boy or girl, pick one of those commandments. Just the one. This boy's the only one who knows anything here. Just one. Come on, this girl. You pick a number. 2. What was 2? Graven images. Thou shalt not make any graven images. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to prick all 10 of them. I'm only going to prick one. Number 2, you ready? Now, what happened? It burst. Now listen, there's a verse in the Bible that says in James 2 verse 10, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law," that means all of the Ten Commandments, "yet offend in one point, he is guilty of them all." That means that even if you've only once in your life told a lie, or once in your life wanted a toy that someone else, one of your friends, had in school, you only need to have committed one sin once in your life to be guilty of breaking the whole of God's law. Now, that's terrible stuff, isn't it? That is really bad news, because the Bible tells us that one sin cannot get into heaven, let alone people like you and me who have broken all of God's law. You might never have stolen or killed or committed adultery, but the Bible says that we've broken all of God's law. That's the bad news. But the good news is that Jesus came to die on our behalf and to suffer the punishment that God would give us for breaking his law, that we might go free, that we might be forgiven and one day go to heaven. And my question to you boys and girls is, have you ever accepted that gift that Jesus purchased for you on the cross? You are a sinner. The Bible says if you die in your sin, you will not go to be with Jesus. But if you're forgiven, all those broken laws will be cleansed and you can enter heaven. I trust that you will know that experience of asking the Lord Jesus to save you from your sins and to take you to heaven one day. Thank you for listening so well.